All but one of First Lieutenant James Dick Wright's nine siblings died while waiting for word of what happened to him in World War II. His remaining sister is 100 years old. Yesterday, though, his remains were finally returned to his tiny Robeson County hometown. WUNC's Jay Price reports.
Dick Wright's mother, Mamie, had a recurring vision. She'd be in front of the family farmhouse, tending the hundreds of marigolds and daffodils she had planted along their dirt road.
And she would look up and see her son Dick walking up to the house from the highway. She always believed he would come home.
His great-niece, Diana Merck, heard that story growing up. Wright's mother couldn't know it would take 77 years for his remains to come home after stops in a French river, two graves in Luxembourg, and years in a Nebraska military identification lab. It took help from a gifted amateur historian and a big measure of luck, but he's finally together with his mother, father, and seven of his brothers and sisters in a small graveyard spread under some pines. A military chaplain officiated.
Lieutenant Wright is home. We reunite him to the American soil upon which his house still stands, the soil he once played on as a child and walked on as an adult.
The cemetery is just a few hundred yards from that house on the south edge of Lumber Bridge, population 98. Before the war, Dick Wright had worked on the farm and at a general store in town, led his church's Sunday school, and was in the North Carolina National Guard. As his unit fought its way across France in the summer of 1944, he received the Silver Star for valor. Then, in September, his unit was ordered to cross a flood-swollen river near the German border, but was forced back in fierce fighting. Hundreds of American soldiers were killed, wounded, or captured. He was last seen taking a boat to rescue survivors. His last letter to his wife and former high school sweetheart, Margaret, was on its way back to North Carolina.
We have liberated another town this time, a much larger one, and they are the happiest people I've ever seen.
Wright's great-great-niece, Air Force Staff Sergeant Sidney Brookman, read from the letter at his graveside service.
The going is pretty tough at times, but you know me, and Yanks can take it. After seeing what this means to all of the thousands of people, we don't mind it half as much as it just inspires us even more. Some lose their lives, some are injured, some become sick, and it is altogether just an unpleasant mess. But often, the goal is done, the job is done, and we feel it's worth it.
Months after he vanished, an Army recovery team found two bodies floating in the river. One didn't have dog tags and was buried in Luxembourg as an unknown, first in a temporary grave, then a more permanent one. About 10 years ago, the Defense Department asked Wesley Johnson, a California-based historian, to help identify the remains. His work helped eliminate several candidates, then military historians, anthropologists, and DNA experts took over. Eventually, they contacted the Wright family, who provided DNA samples. And in July, the identification was made official. Merck, who was using a walker at the ceremony, marveled.
When you realize that this is really happening, that they found that needle in the haystack, it's just really hard to grasp. But the overwhelming feeling that all of us have is thank God that we were alive to see that he was found. It's just unbelievable.
And just in time, Merck's mother, Elizabeth, Wright's lone surviving sister, was too weak to travel from her nursing home in Florida. Family had to send her photos and videos from the ceremony.
Well, I have to stop now, though. I will write again as soon as I can, and please don't worry when I don't write. I'll be okay, and I'll be home before you know it.
And he finally is. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.